expert there. Dana in Columbus, Ohio, what you got for me?
Good afternoon. I have a friend who has a degree in forensic anthropology, PhD, and I asked her, because she's done many, worked with many high-profile cases, and she said, have they checked their that school has a four-year forensic degree. Has anybody checked there to see if this one girl who was supposedly been brutalized more than the rest had any association with anybody there? Because if so, this person knew how to kill them, knew how to dispose of all the DNA. They could have come in there, been in there, dressed in their suit to protect us. Did anybody test the dog to see the dog had been given a sedative so the dog did not bark? Because and when they bolted, when he said they bolted a lot, did this person take this stuff home and did they destroy it there?
Yes, good questions. All very good questions. And I think certainly the forensic data, as we continue to wait on it. David in Bayview, Idaho, what you got for me to close out the show?
I'm going to give you some local input. Every time I hear you guys talking about this, if you guys did some research on the four northernmost counties in northern Idaho over the last 30 years, you'd probably be surprised how many murders and missing persons there are that are unsolved. And you could look it up for yourself. We are small communities, and I don't want to disparage the police forces because most of the crimes might be a crime of passion or someone shoots somebody in a barroom fight. Those are pretty easy. But the complex murder cases up here usually don't get solved. The missing person cases up here don't get solved. It's sad, but it's not front page news to us that there's no resolution to this case like it may be for the rest of you guys.
Thank you for the calls. Thank you for the interaction. Go grab the podcast.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
The last couple of years have been bumpy for business owners. How about a break? If your business has five or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. This is not a loan. It's a refund of your taxes. The challenge is getting your hands on it.
Go to GetRefunds.com. The team of tax attorneys they've put together are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program and have already returned $1 billion to businesses. They can help you, too.
They do all the work with no charges up front and share a percentage of the cash they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, and even those that had increases in sales.
Go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is available for a limited amount of time. That's GetRefunds.com, GetRefunds.com.
MyPillow is bringing you their biggest bedding sale ever just in time for your last-minute holiday shopping. Get the Giza Dream Sheets for as low as $29.98 or a set of pillowcases for only $9.98. And MyPillow's very comfortable mattress topper is on sale starting as low as $99.99.
Get their biggest discounts yet with promo code ClayAndBuck at MyPillow.com. MyPillow offers a variety of sizes, colors, and styles for all the people on your list. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and now during this season, they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee. Orders placed between now and Christmas will have their money-back guarantee extended until March 1st, 2023.
Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, enter the promo code ClayAndBuck. You can also call 800-792-3269 for these great limited time specials.
Carry on my wayward son, don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Stop in today and get a premium synthetic blend oil change for just $29.95.
Thought it was a rash, but my doctor said it was a tick bite.
Ticks can spread Lyme disease and other illnesses, leading to chronic health issues. My brother was always having asthma flare-ups. Turns out a roach problem at home was causing it.
Allergens left behind by roaches and rodents are a major driver of asthma attacks.
When I had a fever and body aches, I never thought it was West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can spread serious diseases.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kent Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Ukraine's President Zelensky is meeting with President Biden in Washington. Greg Clugston with that report.
Zelensky's surprise visit to Washington comes 10 months after Russia's invasion of Ukraine and with Congress voting on a year-end spending package that includes billions of dollars in additional assistance for Ukraine. President Biden will host Zelensky for talks in the Oval Office, followed by a joint news conference. Later, the Ukrainian leader is scheduled to address a joint session of Congress. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Christmas weekend could be the coldest in decades. The blast of frigid weather began hammering the Pacific Northwest Tuesday morning and is expected to move to the northern Rockies, then grip the plains in a deep freeze and blanket the Midwest with heavy snowfall. That's according to forecasters. The country expected to see many flight delays. Also at townhall.com, home sales are down again.
Sales of existing homes fell in November, 7.7% from the month before. Sales have now plunged more than 35% from a year ago. If you don't count the pandemic slowdown in May of 2020, sales are now at the slowest yearly pace since 2010 following the foreclosure crisis. Despite the slowdown, home prices are still increasing. The typical sales price rose 3.5% in November from a year earlier to more than $370,000. I'm Rita Foley.
Sam Bankman-Fried has agreed to be extradited from the Bahamas and is expected to be sent to the U.S. later in the day. He'll be facing criminal charges related to the collapse of cryptocurrency exchange FTX. Stocks sharply higher, the Dow up 516 points and the NASDAQ adding 164. More at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. As you know, the culmination of my life's work has been writing my Rational Bible Commentary series. I have done Genesis, Exodus, and the just-released Deuteronomy. They are all called the Rational Bible because my approach is entirely reason-based. My motto is, if it doesn't make sense, I don't accept it. If you look up the 5,000 reviews on my Rational Bible volumes, you will see how many lives I have changed. Whether you are a Jew, a Christian, an atheist, or a member of some other religion, it doesn't matter. This speaks to your mind and your heart in explaining the most important books ever written, the Rational Bible. The latest is Deuteronomy, the most quoted book of the nation's founders. So if you're looking for the perfect holiday gift, even for someone with no faith, in fact, especially, I recommend giving them my Rational Bibles. Go to PragerStore.com. You can buy them individually or as a complete set. All Rational Bibles sold in the Prager Store are autographed by me. Go to PragerStore.com. That's PragerStore.com or click the banner on my website.
Attention men and women between the ages of 18 and 65. If you suffer from excessive hair loss, thinning, or balding, write down this important phone number, 702-623-9040. The Doctors of Hair Clinic has medical experts to determine the cause of your hair loss and provide the best solution to help you restore your hair and confidence. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved technologies, Doctors of Hair can regrow or restore your areas of hair loss. Offering cool laser therapy, neograft hair transplant, and platelet-rich plasma, Doctors of Hair will find the right solution for you. No drugs, no linear scarring, no regrets. Call today at 702-623-9040 and let the compassionate medical experts evaluate you with a free consultation. A natural head of hair is just a phone call away. Call Doctors of Hair at 702-623-9040. That's 702-623-9040 or visit doctorsofhair.com. Doctors of Hair, your experts in hair restoration.
It's coming up on 12:05. And this is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, the yet-to-be-completed MSG Sphere has now passed Allegiant Stadium as the most expensive Las Vegas venue. In the 4 years since its groundbreaking, the construction cost for Las Vegas' newest major venue has grown by more than $300 million to $2.17 billion. That surpasses the $1.9 billion price tag for the 65,000-seat home of the Las Vegas Raiders.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, freeways are moving along right now for the most part. No major delays on the 15 through the resort area. Looks like commuters are averaging about 60 miles per hour on the 515. That's between Eastern and the 15 interchange. And look out for a crash westbound Russell at Fort Apache.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Wednesday, December 21st, the Wednesday before Christmas. Funny thing happened on my way to the airport tomorrow. About an hour ago, I got a text from Southwest saying that my flight back to Kansas City had been canceled. I have not yet had a chance to investigate rebooking, but I am assuming that my trip to Kansas City is going to be rescheduled. Don't know if it's going to be for Christmas. Don't think it is, because you got a lot of people, got millions of people trying to do that. So it's going to be an unusual Christmas. Don't know whether it's going to be here or back in the Midwest, but they're expecting 5 to 8 inches of snow tomorrow. So flying into that, and with the winds and all of that, it looks like I may be spending a Las Vegas Christmas, which is going to be cool. I am very, very happy to have on this Wednesday before Christmas a good guy and a guy that's been a leader in our community for a long, long time. He has devoted his life to public service. He is Michael McDonald, and he is the chair of the Nevada Republican Party. Michael, how are you, my friend? Michael McDonald.
Sorry, my friend. I'm sorry about that. Merry Christmas. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. My travel plans may be changing, but, you know.
Well, look, you know, if I got to throw a plate on the table for you, let me know.
Oh, I will do that
for
sure.
I will let you know. You're always welcome. We have people from time to time. We have 5 people up to, we had, I think, 30 was one time. We had 30. You're always welcome, man.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. I appreciate the invite. Let me just ask you, one of the things we're doing over the course of the next couple of weeks, kind of a look back at 2022 with an eye towards 2023 and beyond, meaning 2024. Your thoughts on what went down in this 2022 year?
You know, it's been something where the experts are coming back. Remember being on your show afterwards, and we had to wait and see the numbers that came out, and everybody's talking about, oh, we didn't have the turnout, we didn't have this. Well, we did have a turnout, and we had a bigger turnout than most people expected. The question was, why didn't they vote down ticket? Why didn't they, you know, they voted for Governor-elect Lombardo. Why didn't they vote down ticket? So there's a lot of questions like that as far as, you know, is it the candidacy? Is it the way people, the consultants run the campaigns? Is it the messaging? What exactly? I mean, look, everybody that sits the sidelines always comes out and starts pointing fingers. But many of the people that have been in the game, that have, you know, been on the field and field of battle and knocked doors and made phone calls and worked for these candidates, came out and said, look, man, it just didn't happen. You know, there's an issue with a lot of it, but I can tell you I was very proud, Kevin. I was very proud of it. And I was talking to Drew Johnson the other day. I think, he is an up-and-comer, man. This guy's phenomenal. And to watch what he went through and how close he came to his campaign, the frustration that he had. I mean, obviously, we were all frustrated with what happened to his campaign. But looking forward, how do we advance that and work on it? And, you know, Drew's a very positive man. I'm not speaking for him, but, I mean, just in our conversations, it was very good to have, is to look at where he wants to go and what he believes. And that's a fresh aspect of from a campaign, from a person that ran, what happened and what he felt. Seagal Shotta was another one. Michelle Fiore, newly appointed Judge Fiore, might I add. She's now a judge.
Did she get appointed?
She won the appointment.
She's not even a lawyer. She's not an attorney, is she?
You don't have to be in the small counties. You don't have to be. We had it here at the city of Las Vegas for the longest time. Judge Brown was one of the best judges we had. He was a police officer, became a judge. And I mean, he did municipal court, was probably one of the best judges we had. It was just, I mean, we got great judges down in the city of Las Vegas. Don't get me wrong, but he was growing up. I mean, if you do something wrong, you appear before him. And he was very good, very community minded. And going forward, Michelle's going to law school. So she'll be probably by the time her term's over, she'll be an attorney. If I had guessed, I don't speak for her, but if I had to guess. But I think it was, you know, when you talk to the candidates, back on point, when you talk to candidates who went through it, you know, start with Anthony, obviously Joe Lombardo, you know, I was heavily involved in Governor Lombardo's campaign, and his team did a wonderful job about messaging. April Becker, I mean, very disappointing in the way she turned out because she worked very hard. A lot of these people worked so hard with the party that, you know, we know how hard they tracked and what they did. But I think, Kevin, looking forward, a lot of people that came out of this one that weren't victorious are getting back in the game, and they actually have a plan with their campaign managers and their campaign team. They saw what the party, a lot of them didn't have any idea what the party did, and then they got a taste of it, and they love it. So they, you know, they're coming back for the second round and having more of an input, which is going to be fantastic. I think we're going to have this next round, you know, not blowing, you know, sunshine, but in talking to them over the last couple weeks, very, very positive on what the aspect, what they believe. And obviously, you know, ballot harvesting is going to be a big issue now. We have a whole new program, which we believe is going to be essential. And waiting to see what happens with the RNC. We believe that, you know, some of the people that we showed them working with California, what we believe the ballot harvesting programs could be and what it should be. And I think we will have a great turnout and a great opportunity to get out. These are the rules that are set in stone, Kevin. I mean, you know,
it's
they
the law.
Changed the laws on us.
Yeah.
They changed the law, so all right. You know, as bad as it sounds and as dirty as it is, you know, this is the game we play by their rules.
Let me ask you, what did you learn? I know right after the election we talked to you and you said you were going to consult with folks in the People's Republic of California, that they've been doing this, I guess, for years, and you were going to see what that is. What did you learn from the people in California? What is the different way of doing ballot harvesting that we obviously have not done?
Well, there's different aspects of it. You know, one is where you're willing to go and how you're willing to harvest the vote, the ballot itself. Their laws are pretty much, I wouldn't say we mirrored them, but we mirrored a lot of it. And in working with, you talked to, you know, the National Committee man, National Committee woman, who's running for national chair, Harmeet Dillon, Sean Steele, National Committee man. And working with them has been fantastic. And just asking questions, you know, bouncing off the line, what we've seen. We sent staff members down there to see and talking to the different groups on how they harvest. And I believe it's something where we can actually have people more involved. A lot of people say they want to be involved. They go to the luncheons, and then they don't do anything for the entire month, and they come back, go to luncheons, want to be involved. And I think this time it's going to change. I mean, I'm hoping that people that go to the luncheons are starting to really get involved. We have very active Republican women in a couple of these clubs. And Boulder City is very active women. We had a couple of ones that were the Southern Hills Republican women are very active. And I mean, there's a couple I'm leaving out but that have been really working very hard. So when you see something like that that's able to get involved, we're going to be giving schools on this, on how to properly harvest, ballot harvest. And you show what we're learning. We intend to go back down probably right. We have our meeting in January, the national meetings in January in California. And while we're there, we intend to talk to a couple other Southern Nevada parties down in the southern part of the district. The southern part of the state, to see exactly how they do it down there.
Again, Michael McDonald joining us. He is the chair of the Nevada Republican Party, and one of the things I heard from more than a couple of candidates, I've heard it from a lot of people, is the money disparity, the fact that Catherine Cortez Masto outspent Adam Laxalt something like 3-1, and did it from like June 20th on to the election. I mean, they were always up on TV, and they were always trying to define Adam Laxalt. How do we fix that money problem?
You know, I just don't know. I mean, I have an idea, but you're talking about national money. You know, all the money that Adam had great support here locally, but and Joe Lombardo, same thing. A lot of our candidates did. But a lot of it, they bring outside money. Prime example, Seagal's race, you know, Aaron Ford, very well established in the Democratic Party, very good campaigner. He was getting money from outside the state and bringing it in. So when you have that type of machine that the Democrats put together, and we ask for the same thing with Republicans, but Republicans, don't forget, we eat our own. I mean, you know, right away we always have people that start pointing fingers and start pushing the blame. And you never hear that. You never hear the Democrats do that. You never hear a Democrat campaigning openly for Republicans, which is like Amy Tarkanian did, or Danny Tarkanian did, openly campaign for a Democrat and then point the fingers when we lose. They actually helped get Democrats elected this cycle. So when you start to see that, you have to understand we're playing by a different set of rules in the side of the Republican Party, and we have to be able to rely on people that are willing to go to the mat. But the small dollar donors helped out our candidates. The large donors were going outside the state. That's what I've told a lot of the candidates. And working with a couple of the other big campaigns, the consultants, they're doing the same thing. But in order to be competitive, we're going to have people that step up and start writing these big checks for our candidates. And if they don't, I mean, they're getting you get the government that you vote for. And, you know, when you're being overwhelmed like Adam was, or on TV, or you get Seagal was overwhelmed, you know, I think he spent $10 or $12 million. Michelle, you can't compete with that. At the end of the day, you have people that are just, they're not that engaged. It's a three-shift town, so they're watching TV or they're on the internet, and that's how they're gauging their votes. So we're at the door. I mean, we did a great job at the walk programs, getting out, especially with Lombardo campaign. We were religiously. Well, his team was phenomenal, well ran by the consultants that Joe had. They're at the doors, hit them by mail, and then was up on TV. But it takes that type of commitment, and obviously we want to make sure our donors understand where their money goes. For the party, we were very open with that. But the candidates have to do the same thing. The candidates have to show where they intend to put their money, where they intend to, how to utilize the dollars that they have with small donors and with the big donors.
More coming up with Michael McDonald, chair of the Nevada Republican Party. We'll get to what lies ahead in 2023 leading up to 2024. We'll talk about Donald J. Trump and the January 6th committee and all of that stuff. It's all coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If your bank account is causing you headaches, switch to One Nevada Credit Union. With 46,000 free ATMs, innovative mobile apps, and convenient local branches, you can kiss your banker goodbye forever. Open an account online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union.
One Nevada
Nevada is open to all Clark County residents, federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
670 KMZQ presents After Close, the radio show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage. Join your hosts, Kevin Sherba and Danny Velazquez, to start your morning off right, educating and guiding you through the mortgage process from application through closing. Learn about how to navigate through the ever-changing mortgage market. Keep up to date with current products, guidelines, and how to avoid common pitfalls. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 here on 670 KMZQ.
Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada license number MB426. NMLS number 64367.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
Counting it down. Gotta love that. Michael McDonald.